There are certain moments and words that shaped a new era in pro wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Brett screwed Brett.
Die, Rocky, die.
Introducing the Book of Wrestling, 25 catchphrases that explain the Attitude Era. Tune in as we relive one of the most exciting, intense, and over-the-top times in WWE with new interviews with the voices that made the promos, calls, and catchphrases into history. Listen now.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Thomas's.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. Tis crunchy yet soft. Tis filling yet has a hole. Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's. Huzzah! A toast to breakfast.
And we're at the show, and we're gonna start the show, and it's this podcast now.
You know what's awesome? You're not gonna be here Thursday. All right, there you go. That's the show, guys. We'll just wrap it up right then.
From now on, I'm gonna make up new words every intro. How about that? You like that?
You are dressed in a shirt. That is a... Ronick, get that in the video clip. Jesse's shirt today.
I don't think you could actually miss the shirt in the video clip.
Get that in the clip.
This is a relaxing, Jesse's in his comfort zone mental place.
I need to send...
I'm very on the edge. I don't know why.
You're doing great. Jesse's leaving town this weekend, which is nice. A well-deserved weekend away. Thursday or late Wednesday night, I'm going to see if Chris Vernon wants to join me or Bill Simmons for a few minutes. I haven't asked him yet, but there you go. Just ask him now. So perfect. So
no one. Here's the real problem.
Perfect.
We either need to record late Wednesday, you and I,
or you need to have someone for Thursday.
You're leaving Wednesday too, aren't you?
Don't worry about what I'm doing. I will record. You're not on the next show. I've already decided. I'm taking care of it. I'm ready to go either way.
I will either be on there or you have to have someone planned. It's not a solo.
We'll see how your 49% sex is my 51%. We'll make the decision. What are we talking about today? We have a guest.
You can upload the episode without my help.
Done it many times, child.
We do have a guest, and his name is Chris. Chris Costa.
There you go.
From what it's Blowout. No. Big Night. Big Night Entertainment.
So Tell us a little bit about him. I believe he is the managing partner of the Big Night Sports segment of that company.
Okay.
He owns Card Vault, or he runs Card Vault, and he's involved with a group that's throwing the Fenway show that we're going to next month.
I may be going to. We'll see.
I don't think you're going. That's fine.
That's fair.
After me and Chris talk, you're not going.
Here's the thing. I already hate you, and we're only like 2 minutes in. I know, it's weird.
We've been in a good spot today.
Yeah,
you also like snapped at Ronick earlier.
Yeah, but
you're in a mood.
I am, and you're making it worse. So make it better.
Take the weekend off. That's an easy thing to do.
No.
The guy will not take a vacation. All right.
MLB.
There you go.
2022 release calendar. That's first on the docket.
Finally. I've teased this. This is my fault for not getting to it before.
You've talked about this multiple times. I am finally looking forward to it, as is the audience, because we want to know what there is to buy coming up. We are also going to be doing a playoff bracket update, as well as a couple... let's just face it. Mike wants to talk about the Celtics win. That's fair. We'll talk about that a little bit.
How would you not want
to
talk about
Chris Costa, as mentioned, Big Night Entertainment. He's coming out to talk about an upcoming card show, as well as his hobby relevance. And then we're going to do a little new segment, Mailbag. And if time allows, I'll be in a better mood before the show's over. So with that being said, big picture.
I'll take the under. I don't think you're in a better mood by the end of this show.
You're not helping.
I'll be honest with you. I don't want to talk about a ton of NBA notes. I do want to specifically focus on Tatum in a minute. But my hobby dreams came true on... Oh, what night was it? Ronick, what night was the Grizzlies-Timberwolves game? Was that Saturday night?
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. That is exactly what the hobby was rooting for. This is what we talked about. This is what we teased.
Mm-hmm.
Now I wanted the Grizzlies to win, obviously.
Sure.
But Anthony Edwards goes for 38 points or something. He went off, went nuts. One of the most points scored by a rookie in his first playoff game ever, or by a player in their first playoff game. He went nuts. And John Morant put up 30 plus. Like, no better thing for the hobby than the last two headliners of the previous two rookie classes to go absolutely nuts.
Have you been checking, like, do you keep a daily tab on what Morant prices are doing?
I don't have any Morants left, so I just bought that one big Morant.
You got rid of every single one of them.
Yeah, over the past few months. I may have a couple small ones, but I just bought that one for $1,300 last week. It has not come in the mail yet. So
it's funny. His pricing still is not doing much. Like,
as far as it shouldn't. They lost the first game. Like, you gotta win. But Edwards stuff moved up nicely. And not only did Edwards stuff move up, I think people were a little bit worried they were going to come in and get swept or get beat up really bad by the Grizzlies. If either way, whoever wins that series, one of those two guys will have I think we'll get a big hobby bump, which would be huge. Big price bump. So if you want to bet on one of those guys to win and load up on their cards, I think it's a good idea.
He actually did have a really nice bump. He was, so 2020 Prism, Anthony Edwards, his silver was at about $900 on the 14th.
They were snapping on Facebook yesterday for over $1,000.
They're now at $1,150.
Yeah, they were all $1,000 to $1,100 and filling instantly, just snap fills.
Yeah, that's awesome to see.
Here is one guy, though. I thought it would be a fun ride. I would be ready to dump Trae Young stuff when they win a game. After seeing what I saw yesterday, Miami's going to... I do still think Trae's going to score 48 and go nuts and win a game, and they're going to spike a little bit. It's funny, though. There's been a couple like hobby guys making videos lately how Trae's such a great buy. This is the time, though. And if he loses, he is no longer... So I'm not sure where this resurgence of guys talking about Trae has come from. We talked about Trae a couple weeks ago, like, hey, if he goes on a run and makes the playoffs, great, which he did. A little bit of a bump, move the stuff. I don't fully understand. And some guy was on the other day, I think was the owner of Pullwax, which is like a big company. He was like, oh, you don't have to win championships to be relevant. It doesn't necessarily mean relevance. Look at Kawhi Leonard. The guy's missed the last year and a half. I'm not sure the connection. Like, Trae Young prices are not going up if he doesn't have postseason success. But I've seen a couple hobby guys lately talking about that. I think if you are listening to that, you are just going to, I think you're going to get cooked on value.
So wait till the next game, next win.
If you had him right now and you're not in it for the long haul, I would just wait for that one game, because I think he's going to go nuts. One game. Cool.
Okay.
Then I sell him because I think guys will get excited. But if you're looking to like buy him, there is no reason to buy Trae right now. Just buy him in the offseason.
I do find it interesting because
what is interesting about that? Trying to lighten the mood.
No, you're just doing so. It's good. Morant's pricing went down when they lost, but Trae's pricing actually has gone up over the last couple of days. Not a lot, but it's not down.
Because they won the play-in games to get in, first of all. That's why. He didn't lose till yesterday. Morant was already in, then they lost on Saturday.
Okay, that's what the timing was on it. All right, yeah, he still hasn't dropped much, but he did drop just a little bit from that game.
Yeah, Giannis and Milwaukee won. Again, Giannis, I think if you're... most guys at this point, I think, are just holding Giannis anyways, which is probably a great idea. He's probably an all-time great when he's done. Not probably, he will be. To me, I only bought him to flip. I'm going to flip as we get later in the postseason. So I was happy he didn't beat the Bulls.
Not me, but whatever.
Golden State beating up on Denver. Again, hobby-wise, doesn't do a whole lot for anything. The worst thing to come out of the worst and then best.
Okay.
Utah's up 1-0 and Luka, the donkey, is missing game two most likely. Means they're probably going down 0-2. Then they have to go to Utah. Not looking great for Donkey Doncic.
Let me see real quick. When does Luka come back?
They're saying possibly game two, but most likely game three.
Man.
Which is brutal. You go down 0-2 and it's two games at home. Now you're on the road. And Utah didn't play great. Obviously, they played good enough to win a beat-up Mavs team. So I think that was my biggest bad takeaway. Like, uh-oh, the hobby with Luka might be in trouble for that.
Yeah.
On the positive side, so I did not want Brooklyn and Boston to line up first round because I'm heavily invested in both. I have the most financial money in Durant. I've got a bunch of money in Simmons, a little bit of money in Kyrie. Mm-hmm. And lately, I've got a ton of money in Tatum and then a couple big Jaylen Brown cards. And obviously, I'm rooting for the Celtics to win. Tatum played really well. Kyrie went off, and even in a loss, his pricing moved up quite a bit, which was awesome to see. I have to decide after the next game or two. This is, again, because I only bought those guys to flip. I've got to decide in my head, which is going to be wrong anyways, which one of those teams I think is going to win the series, because then I can sell off the other. So they don't play till Wednesday and Saturday. It's brutal, the gaps in timing between these stupid games.
You don't have like a ton of Kyrie. You're much more.
I have two PSA 10 Kyries.
Okay. So you're much more Durant heavy.
Super heavy in Durant. But again, that's from that lot that I bought 2 years ago that I'm way upside down in. I was hoping for it to rebound.
What do you need it to be at to break even?
So I bought a bunch of the 2007 white border PSA 9 Topps rookies. They're doing like $100 right now. Mm-hmm. I originally bought them for $400. I bought 80 of them. But then I sold a ton of them pretty high. So I would say my average cost in those right now is probably $275. So again, I would need them to just about triple to break even. I don't think that's going to happen, but could they double and I get close?
Gotcha. And okay. Yeah. They are just a little under 100 right now.
Yeah. I think I can move them right now at $90.
Okay.
I'm okay taking the loss there. But again, if I think he's going to go on a finals run this year, maybe, but that's where that's again, the flipping side of me now is I've got to decide which way I'm going with this. If Boston wins game two, I'm not selling those Durants. Those Durants I've already written off, so I'll just keep them.
Yeah.
But I would move the Kyries and the Simmons stuff after that.
Well, I mean, Simmons just has so much more time left to increase in value, whereas Durant, it feels like he's, you know, he's not at the end of his career necessarily, but he's much closer to the end than Simmons would be. So wouldn't you want to get rid of Durant? Because do you think there's going to be much opportunity to go much higher than where he is at this point?
Yeah, he came crashing. He's less than.
Well, I mean, he came crashing down, but so did everybody, right? When the market.
Yeah, but he collapsed. Came down. Those cards especially came. That was a bad buy in general. I'm okay holding those too because he's an all-time great. Simmons is not. And Durant's still the best player on the planet at any given night. Simmons hasn't stepped on the court yet.
Okay, so overall, you're if still Simmons, high on Durant to at least maybe make a little bit
of I would money say this. So after game two, if Simmons actually played and his value jumped to where I could make even 10 to 15% back on my money, I would move all the Simmons right then and be done with it. Take a small profit and move away.
Yeah.
Durant, no matter what happens this series, I'm not breaking even, so it doesn't matter. But if it looks like the Celtics are on their way out, which I don't think, I'm actually totally up in the air now. I don't know what's going to happen. I've got to decide what to do with that $6,000 to $7,000 I've got tied up in Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Okay.
I'm on the fence until next podcast. They play Wednesday night. I will know what the series is after Wednesday night, and that's where I'll go.
I'm really hopeful for you.
I want to talk Tatum prices, though.
It is hard to say which way I want to root for you because you are so well, you're down the middle here.
Yeah, you're in a bad mood, too. You were rooting for me to take the biggest financial loss I could take.
I am not. That is a lie.
You hope Tatum gets COVID and Durant breaks a leg.
I want them both to win in a tie. How about
that? I'm going to raise your kid if you guys die. And this is the type of crap I get from
you.
Not
with that attitude.
Okay, I do want to talk Tatum pricing, though. Because, again, from an outsider looking in.
So, Tatum pricing, which one do you want to go over for? Prism or Optic?
Let's go cheap. Optic. So, okay. The Optics were $100 to $110 bucks about a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Are those like $125, $130-ish right now?
A little over $130 right now, about $134.
So at 2017, 10. PSA 10 Optic, Jason Tatum rookies. What's the pop on those? Like 4,000?
4,500.
It's not terrible. That's cheap too. Okay. I've got probably 7 or 8 of those.
Mm-hmm.
What's his silver PSA 10 base?
PSA 10 silver is doing
350.
Older. She's doing.
Give me the numbers.
PSA 10
base.
Prism.
Prism base.
Silver. Oh, I'm sorry.
Prism base.
You said silver, and that threw me off. 250, 245.
Oh, that's cheaper than I thought. I don't know why I was thinking 350. And the pop is 5?
Pop is 55.
Okay. Yep. Again, still only, I mean, a little over half of Luka, which is wild to me. The silver is the interesting one. The silver recently has spiked.
Yeah.
So that's the silver. I bought the silver and the optic, both PSA 10s, for $10.50 at the show here in Nashville. I think that silver's over 15 right now.
Just over 15.
That silver gets any higher, that's a card I almost look to like, man, maybe I cash out there and it covers everything else.
Man, yeah, he was up to almost 1,700 on the 8th, then dropped significantly down to like 1,150 on one
sale. I think the 1,700s is a brand, because they were doing 11 to 1,200. That 1,700 is an outlier.
No, there's two. I mean, there was two of them, 1,650.
I don't trust either one of them. How about that?
That's fair. But yeah, over the last 2 weeks, you're averaging somewhere around like 1,500, maybe a little more.
He's the guy to me. So Ja Anthony Edwards, the winner of that series, huge implications for the next round. And if Tatum can beat Brooklyn, those to me are the two, whoever wins that series and Tatum, those are my two highest upside guys.
What are the odds showing right now?
So they were favored the other day. I think they're favored to win that series now.
Really?
It's wild. They were 4.5-point favorites. They did not cover, but they didn't win. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring in Chris, and then we're going to do our big MLB. We're going to go through all the upcoming 2022 MLB product that's coming out. We're not going to focus too much on Bowman either. I don't care about Bowman Chrome, Bowman Draft. Those are the prospect stuff. We're going to kind of hold off of that. But I do want to specifically focus on just all the other upcoming releases. So Jesse has the calendar. Obviously, the dates will change on some of these things. But just kind of give you an overall view. What does the rookie class look like? You know, what type of pricing can you expect to see on some of this compared to last year? Last year, relatively weak class. This year, obviously, Wander is going to be a rookie and a ton of stuff. So not overly deep, but Topps Inception gave us at least a good idea of what, who and what we're going to see this year. So we'll kind of do like a quick breakdown of every product. Most products, not every product. And that way you kind of know
what... I was going to say, yeah, there's a lot of products.
There's a ton. Yeah, like we're not going to talk about any Leaf. I don't care about any of the Leaf stuff.
Okay.
Panini will talk Immaculate and National Treasures. That's about in Flawless. I don't need anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, almost all the top stuff, no Bowman.
Okay.
Bowman's best we can talk about. How about that?
No.
Jedi are being murdered.
On June 4th, Star Wars returns, only on Disney Plus.
I didn't do it. Believe me.
She was my student. Let me be the one to bring her in.
Now she is a student of the dark side. An acolyte.
Star Wars, The Acolyte. 2-episode premiere June 4th, only on Disney Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier, thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
No Bowman at all, is what you're
saying. I'll allow it.
All right, guys, so that's enough of me and Jesse rambling. One good thing that always helps is when we add a guest, so it's not just us two. So we're going to have Chris Costa. He is the managing partner of Big Night Sports. Welcome in, Chris. Appreciate you joining us, buddy.
How are you, man?
Thanks for having me, fellas. Good to see you both.
All right, so let's talk about this. Scale of 1 to 10, how much do you want Kyrie to get COVID? Can we talk about that? Hang on a minute.
I think that is an automatic demonetization comment, but that's fine.
Yeah, I think that's a no-go. I think that's a gray area.
I hope somebody rips off his middle fingers. I'll tell you that, too.
Wait, Chris, we always do this before we go. Before we start, who are you? What is the reason why you're on the pod or on this podcast today?
Yeah, what's your background, the hobby? What's your story? Yeah,
good question. So
I like the Kyrie question to start, though.
That is a good question.
Leave that in.
Yeah.
As Mike said... my name's Chris Costa. I'm the managing partner of Big Night Sports. Big Night Sports is really kind of a holdings company, so to speak, of a number of different businesses that we've built over the last several years. My partners and I came together several years ago, right at the start or leading up to the pandemic. Randy, one of my partners, and Ed, they own Big Night Entertainment, which is the largest nightlife and entertainment company in the country, but if not definitely the Northeast. And at the beginning of the pandemic, Big Night was looking for ways to diversify, get into media and entertainment outside of their traditional nightlife, entertainment, restaurant, nightclub business. And me having been a collector my entire life and a card dealer, they had heard of through me how crazy the card market had gotten. And we decided to run a little proof of concept to see if we could make sense of the nightlife and entertainment business and the sports card business and bring the two together. And that's really where Big Night Sports kind of started. It actually started with Big Night Breaks, which is our break channel. And over the last couple of years, we've come out with concepts like the Card Vault, which is our brick and mortar store. which I'm sitting in right now at our Patriot Place location at Gillette Stadium. It's started concepts like our Causeway Card Show. And now, most importantly, in May, our first Fenway Card Show, which is going to happen right inside Fenway Park, which we're super excited about.
Okay, question on that. What does that mean when you say inside Fenway Park? Like, you're not talking about like on the field or anything like that, right? So where would this be?
Yeah, good question. So we actually have plans in 2023 to do a big blowout, which I've never told anybody this, but we have plans in 2023 to do a big blowout potentially on the field. However, this show, the first version of our Fenway Card Show is going to happen in the brand new 521 Overlook, which is the brand new space they just built in the center field concourse. So it's actually a perfect card show space. The only benefit is that it's got an entire glass wall overlooking center field and the ballpark. It's right above that new Truly Terrace, which is their new concession stand.
I'm very curious. So Big Night Entertainment, obviously super successful. They're making all this money. And like, I have to think at one point in like April or May of 2020, they had to be like, what's the deal with this money laundering drug business called cards? Because it was stupid. I mean, I'd been breaking full time for years. Then 2020 hit and I told my wife, I was like, we're good. Like every, and her being an actual professional was like, I don't mind that you call yourself a card dealer, but what else is being sold? Like, how does that go over with people in the corporate world who don't know cards?
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. You have to garner and sell people on the legitimacy of our space and why the money is what it is and why the numbers look the way they look. And I think, you know, it took some selling internally at Big Night. It took some convincing. You know, you walk into a large corporation, it's a, you know, 2,000 person company that's doing $200+ million a year in revenue. And I have to convince, you know, the finance department, the partners of mine, all of these folks in the business that sports cards, for some reason made sense and that, they were a legitimate way for us to build business. And you know, of course the last 2 years have proven that. But it is an interesting path you have to take to kind of get some buy-in from non-sports card people on their legitimacy.
So that's kind of like the corporate side of it, the business end. So then you personally, you said you came up in the hobby, like kind of what's your collecting background, what's your space in the hobby look like?
Yeah. So collected my entire life. You should start like that. You know, many folks, as a young kid opening packs in my mother's backseat, she would drive me to the local card shop. You know, once a week, and I'd go rip packs, then I'd be building sets and or chasing players like Nomar, or Griffey, or Bonds.
Because you're from Boston, right?
From Boston, okay. Born and raised. And, you know, grew up in not the greatest collecting era, so to speak, or I should say a great collecting era. It was popular, but a lot of the stuff that we collected just doesn't have the value that you wish it would have had.
Yeah. How old are you, Chris, by the way? I'm
33.
Okay. So you're a couple, I'm 36, but yeah, I know exactly. It was easy to collect, but it was because none of it was worth anything. And the stuff that was, the card shop owners knew and bought back for pennies and I didn't know what I was doing. So yeah, I get what you're saying.
I was collecting Manny Ramirez and Barry Bonds and just the guys that I loved. And I was also always skewed towards baseball. But anyways, went off to play baseball in school, was fortunate enough to you know, play collegiate and Division I baseball, and work my way through school that way and really fell out of collecting altogether for several years and came back into it, in like the 2017, 2018 timeframe. And it was really Bowman that brought me back into the hobby. And it was the Juan Soto's and Ronald Acuna's and those guys that drug me back into it. And that's really where my official presence in the hobby started. It was prospecting in baseball, you know, in the Bowman releases, whether it was Luis Robert or Shohei Ohtani when he made his way over, Acuna, Soto, et cetera. And then really started to branch out into other sports. And that's where I gained some expertise as a dealer. I started going to shows and, you know, that as many of us as card dealers have experienced over the last 3 years, the collection continues to grow and snowball and buy and sell and trade your way into a bigger and better collection year over year, to the point where you look down and you realize that you've built a self-sustaining, fully functional, fully operationalized business based on cardboard.
Chris, can we go back to something you said at the beginning? You said you are currently at your shop at Gillette Stadium. Is that accurate? Like, you're actually inside the stadium?
Yeah. So I mentioned, you know, as part of Big Night Sports, Card Vault, which is our brick and mortar business, our card store, hobby store business. Our first location, our flagship location, is at Patriot Place, which is at Gillette Stadium. So I'll move it. You can see walking by our door right now.
Oh, wow. Man, I didn't realize they actually had a card shop at the stadium. That's awesome.
Yeah, this is the shop, man. So it's been a crazy run. And being able to be so closely connected to the Patriots and to, you know, Gillette Stadium has been a very interesting business model, so to speak.
So when it comes to like the traffic and stuff, I assume game day, it must be pretty crazy in there. Would that be the case? Do you guys have do you do well in that spot?
Yeah. So it's actually been really interesting to see as far as what we expected and what was actually true. We expected to rely very heavily on game day traffic. And it came to be quite the opposite. Game day traffic and our store on game days, we turned from operational card store to much more of a billboard, so to speak. If you think about game day traffic at Gillette Stadium, the stadium in the area is really only open to ticket holders. So the folks that are coming into our store on Sundays are really here for the Patriots game, and they're coming in because they're walking by and going, oh my God, I didn't know this card store was here.
Yeah.
They come in, they take a look around, they maybe grab maybe there's a Dallas Cowboy fan in town for a Dallas game and they grab a Dak rookie. Or somebody, you know, didn't realize we were here and they grab a box for their grandson and they plan to bring it back to them. And we do offer programs around game day traffic, like, you know, post-game pickup or free shipping for anything you buy in store. But we are much more getting value out of the game day traffic from an eyes perspective. We get people to lay eyes on the business and then they go and spread the word throughout. Realized was how busy and how active our store would be Monday through Saturday. And that has been a really exciting development over the last year.
So the stadium's just open Monday through Saturday for people to walk in and go to all the shops?
Yeah, so Patriot Place is at the foot of Gillette Stadium, and it's a fully functioning open-air retail mall. So it's a large shopping center, open-air shopping center, and it really serves as kind of the main retail location for this entire region. So it is busy Monday through Saturday, not just game days.
Nice.
That's really cool.
So I am curious. So getting back to so is it going to be called the Causeway Show at Fenway or just the Fenway Show?
Good question. So the Fenway Card Show is its own brand. The Causeway Card Show is its own brand.
Okay.
At some point in the future, we might tie them all together, and create an annual series of shows at different key locations. The Causeway Show will always be at the Garden inside Big Night Live on Causeway Street. The Fenway Card Show, of course, will always be at Fenway. And then there's several other locations that we've been thinking about to create kind of four key stops throughout the year on a quarterly basis and create an annual series, so to speak. But yeah, Fenway is going to be its own brand for now.
So like with the Fenway Show, what are you looking at like for specs, like table attendance type thing? What are you guys kind of expecting?
Yeah, we'll have over 100 individual unique vendors at the show. It is not, from a scale perspective, it is not what you'd expect from a general regional or national show. But with that, we do a very great job of curating our vendors and making sure that the vendors that are there bring with them a diverse and eclectic range of inventory, making sure that we have TCG, baseball, football, basketball, vintage, modern, everything is at least represented in the room. And then from a foot traffic perspective, we're expecting 2,000 visitors per day, which is really fantastic for a regional show or a local show. The way we like to market our shows, the Causeway Show included, are really local shows with a national appeal. So in other words, it's a show worth flying to, but it is a local sized show.
Okay. So here's my question. I can't figure out how to get tickets for the show. I went to the website, like the causewaycardshow.com, and it still has stuff up for like the January card show. Are tickets out right now?
So the causewaycardshow.com, that site is very much, it's a snap. It's stuck in time.
Gotcha.
Back from our last Causeway show. FenwayCardShow.com is where you can go for all information on the Fenway show. And that is going to be where you can purchase tickets. FenwayCardShow.com. We are waiting for the final approval, which we expect today, from Fenway Sports Group and the MLB on the ticket sales. Basically, that purchase your ticket link that is on FenwayCardShow.com will go live to an MLB-sanctioned ticketing site. But vendor applications also go through that site, FenwayCardShow.com.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Oh, so tickets aren't live yet then to buy for the general admission?
Tickets for general admission are not live yet. They should be live today, which I'm super excited about. And there's going to be single day options. So you can buy a ticket for Saturday, you can buy a ticket for Sunday, or you can buy a ticket for both.
So hopefully by the time the audience hears this, it's up and running. Because right now it shows
it'll be up and running.
Available soon. Nice. So
what are the daily rates? What's the weekend rate? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yep. So it's $20 a day for entrance, which, you know, of course, from a general local card show is what I would say generally expensive. But, you know, keeping in mind it's in Fenway Park all day long.
Sure.
There's an allure to the location and of course a cost that comes with the location. So $20 a day for the weekend. Vendors are limited to a maximum of two tables so that we were able to make sure that we got as many unique vendors into the space. There will be food and beverage available on the Truly Terrace all day long, which we're super excited about. And we do expect to have a nice array of talent in the room. Some surprised, some will be announced, but we expect some Red Sox talent, veterans, some local celebrities. And of course, as people have come to know, our Causeway shows usually bring with them some fun surprise guests as well.
Yeah, because this has been the one like selling point I've been telling people, because we just started talking about the Fenway show ourselves. And that was the big thing. Like, well, how big is the show? How many tables? I was like, I'm sure it's going to be a decent sized show, although I wasn't expecting 500 tables, like 100. But I did say, like, if you look at the Causeway stuff and the things you guys have done and with the group behind you, like to me, I'm actually surprised. I kind of thought you were going to say $50 a day. So I'm good with 20 because if you're going to run into people, you've got signers.
And plus,
what is the discount? Here's really what I'm interested in. I know Chris personally almost. What is the discount? That's really
here's the thing you've yet to mention, Chris. Two of your biggest guests, Mike and Jesse, are going.
Are you going?
There. I was going to wait till Chris came on to announce.
You are going. I've been trying to twist his arm to get him to go.
The boys are coming.
I'm definitely
going to town.
Somebody, you know what? My grandmother, real selfish, died a week early. If she had just held out till May, I got to fly out Wednesday. If she just held out another month.
Don't act like you don't love another excuse to go.
I could have two for one this trip. That's fine. Still a business write-off. Yeah, we'll definitely be there. Oh, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, she took one for the team.
And as you guys know, with the Causeway show, we certainly fully anticipate and fully plan and do plan on building plenty of nightlife and entertainment around the show. There'll be plenty to do at night. Steve Aoki's in town. He'll be at the show. He'll be playing all of our venues as well. So there will be plenty to do. We'll have, a nice itinerary for everybody. That's, of course, optional, but we'll give you a breakdown of all of our locations, who's playing at them, what restaurants are available, and really make sure that if you're coming in from out of town, that you're able to experience everything that Boston has to offer, everything that Big Night has to offer, and then, really make for a great weekend in the city.
Very cool.
Nice. So off air, I actually do want to pick your brain for a minute too. I want to do like some sort of a giveaway for our listeners, like a certain amount of tickets. We'll just buy them from you and throw them up on our site. Like our Facebook group and Instagram, for some reason lately, the socials have taken off. I definitely want to like promote that or even just the listeners here, however we do it.
Yeah.
But we'll have to like get like some sort of a ticket plan and giveaway. Cause I actually think a chunk of our audience, obviously with the Simmons crowd, is in the Northeast. So I have a feeling we'll have a bunch of people there.
I have a theory that there are more fans of cards in the state of Massachusetts than any other state.
Was the best Jesse, state.
It's a really healthy collector community out here in New England.
Yeah. It definitely seems like that. Really, a lot of our guests are from New England. I mean, granted, Mike, yourself, Bill, and there are actually a number of other guys. I can't think of their names on the top of my head, but we have had most guys from Boston, I would say, of any other state or city.
Well, I'm going to give you guys a little care package. We're going to send you guys out some Card Vault hats, some official Card Vault.
Whoa.
What size do these go up to?
The hats.
What's the biggest size?
Snapback adjustable.
Whoa.
You're good. Jesse's good. I don't know if you can tell by there. He's got a pretty big brain.
I'm really prepared to wear that hat. It looks good. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Awesome. So yeah, we're looking forward to going. Like I said, we'll have details up by the time the audience hears this. We'll have some ticket giveaways, some entry giveaway. Is it all just standard rates, by the way, to get in the $20? Is there a VIP thing or anything like that?
Yeah, we haven't built any packages. And in our experience with the shows, you know, you start to inject and create some confusion with multiple levels and packages. So we're going to keep it pretty clean, $20 a day.
Nice. I like that. Black and white. We're all on the same
level.
Well,
it's easy to give away. Yeah, so we'll just buy some and just give them away to the audience. So yeah, we'll have details posted up on our socials after the show, guys. So just tune in for that. So there you go. Actually, I got to ask you now, too. I was high on the Nets because I'm an idiot, and I invested a bunch of money in Durant like a schmuck. Are the Celtics taking the series, or am I just getting out of my head here?
It's I'll say this. It's one of the most exciting and anticipated series, first round series that we've seen in the NBA in a long time. We've got, you know, the current first ballot Hall of Famers in KD and Kyrie taking on like the new wave of superstars and Tatum and Brown. I think the Celtics are bringing something to the table that they haven't in a lot of years. I do like the Celtics in this series. I think it's going to be a long series, but it's tough to go against KD in a long series, because you saw what he did last year. You know, he can put an entire team away by himself. So I like the Celtics. I'm a little bit biased, but I do feel like they're over the hump that they had to overcome last year. But it's an amazing series this early in the playoffs.
Here's another random question, just to end on a card note. I know you said Bowman's kind of what brought you in the prospecting, which actually was my big thing. 2016 Bowman Chrome, which was Vlad, Soto, and Tatis. We had to rip those at cost because we couldn't sell them for $600 a case. Now they're $6,000 a box. That's fine.
We just had the red Vlad go off last night on Premiere. It did over $500,000. Unbelievable.
So we pulled an orange Acuna out of 2017 Bowman, very next release. And Kevin Maytan was the guy. Everybody was so excited about this stupid 17-year-old kid who ended up doing nothing. We pulled this orange Acuna. The guy was like, whatever. Didn't even care. I asked this to say, though, so any prospects you're high on now, Sox prospects, or just in general kind of guys flying under the radar you're trying to load up on?
Yeah, so I think Tristan Cassius is someone that we're all super excited about here for the Red Sox, for, you know, the future of the Red Sox. A lot of people are talking about Meyer and his upside as a young prospect, but I think Cassius is really the guy to look out for, at least in the short term. Really excited to see Julio Rodriguez make his debut this year. I think that kid's a five-tool stud. And the other kid that I was really, really excited about and didn't expect to have an opportunity to see this quickly, and unfortunately, due to injury, he got delayed a little bit, but that's Riley Green. Riley Green was going to make a big splash early on this year and obviously broke his foot, but we'll see him this year. And I think he's going to be a big part of the league's future and definitely Detroit's.
Nice. Well, there you go, Chris. We appreciate the time, man. And, you know, we'll probably do something else too in the weeks leading up to the Fenway show and make sure we pump that up a little bit more. So, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Thank you guys for having me. Love what you're doing. I'm a big fan and I'm always a listener. So, I'll look forward to chatting with you guys soon.
Thanks, awesome. Chris. Appreciate it, Chris. All right. So there you go, guys. That was Chris Acosta, the managing partner of Big Night Sports, who is under the Big Night Entertainment umbrella. Biggest
nightclub scene event. Owner.
Yeah. Are they hiring us? Wait a minute. Are they?
I don't want to say for sure.
You know, what's interesting. I've actually never even, I bet I can count on one hand the amount of times I've been to a bar in Boston. I left when I was 21.
Oh.
We were always like 30 minutes north. Like, we used to go to a place called Beantown Pub and drink and shoot pool when I was like 21. I went there like 3 or 4 times and a couple other places.
It's like one of those places that only serves like beer or something like that.
Only Guinness, kid. You don't smoke mobs. You're not allowed.
Here's the thing. When you go back up there on this trip this week, do you have any free time when you're not doing family stuff?
Yeah, I'm going to Comic Book Palace. I already told my wife. Oh, dude, I'm hitting a couple card shops when I'm up there.
Do people know what we're talking about? Comic Book Palace was the place that you talked about in the last episode or something.
The original card shop.
Where you got
in. Correct. So a guy reached out, Dan. His last name is Shabbat. I either went to school with his family or my sisters went to school because I knew Shabbat's.
Yeah.
Anyways, Dan reached out. He's like, dude, this place is still open. And then I showed you the video. The guy, not only is this guy still alive, He looks great. He's like gotten like
compared to when you first saw him, he did not look as great. And what you're saying is,
yeah, he's in better shape now than he was 20 years. That's 20. Shoot, that's 25 years ago.
Gastric bypass.
There was surgery. Okay, you don't know about that. Calm down. And then there was another shop though in the next town over I used to go to, Will's Cards. I did look. That is not open. And Will was quite a bit older. I'm guessing he's probably gone at this point. So
that is pretty cool, though, that place would still be open.
Yeah, I'm definitely going there. And I heard there's another place in Haverhill that opened up. So I'll go to both places. I should have asked Chris about coming to the vault. But that's the other thing, too. Gillette is on the other side of the world from where I stay. I'm on the north side.
What's funny is, like, when I went out there, like, there's nothing really around Gillette. It seems it's pretty,
that's
like,
what he
out
said.
In the middle of nowhere.
That's why, like, that strip mall they're in is probably a great location. There's not much else there.
All right.
So there you go. We'll have some details posted up over the next couple of days about those tickets. I guess if they're going on sale tomorrow, we should just post them up tomorrow.
Yeah. As soon as they are up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll do that.
That means baseball.
Are they sending a jet for us? That's what I read into that. Chris is flying us up.
When he said he was going to give us the tickets, he looked at me specifically at the camera, but me, and he winked, and there was like a little glimmer in his eye, and it said to me, Jets on the way.
You don't do well around like good looking dudes. I've noticed that. You get a little.
I never said he was good looking. I never said that. You just said he was good looking.
Head backwards. He's got a glimmer in his eye for you.
That was just because of an affection of friendship. And that's all
that
was.
That's what it was. Okay. And this big night on a hotel downtown. Who's comping those rooms?
We do need rooms.
Okay. So now what are we doing? I've lost track.
So before we get into baseball wax, that's the thing that we're going to talk about.
You want to do news?
No. Okay. I have a baseball question for you. That's real. Before you came into the office, I got here a little early. I started doing a little research for the news segment. And I also pulled up a few baseball cards just to see how guys are doing so far this year. And, you know, typically I like to pull up some of the quote unquote goats along with the other players. And I pulled up Trout and I was checking his pricing. Trout's pricing, 2011 rookie card, $2,600 for the base.
What rookie card? I'm sorry, Topps
2011
update,
Topps PSA update. 10? Yep.
Okay.
PSA 10, $2,600 is what this card is currently going for. And that is essentially over the last 6 months, it's been. I mean, it's before that, it had been a little bit higher. Like in the last year, he had gotten up to $4,500. But over the last 6 months, it's on the lower side.
By the way, before that, it was 8,000 a year and a half ago. It went absolutely insane.
That's hard to believe. Yeah. But okay. So $2,600, still a good amount of money for, especially when you consider this is a base card and there's 5,600 of them.
That was my next question. Okay.
So
to put that in perspective, by the way, that's the same pop as Jason Tatum's Prism that sells for $250.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ohtani.
Yep.
Ohtani's very good, right?
He's had some glimmers of greatness. Last season, he was unbelievable.
Very MVP. Good last year.
Oh, well, yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Had 156 strikeouts. He was 11th in the league. He had 46 home runs.
Ridiculous.
More home runs than Trout has ever had in any season.
Mm-hmm. While pitching, by the way.
While pitching. Why is Ohtani, his 2018 Topps Chrome, why is his PSA 10 only $225?
What's the pop?
$3,600. Less than.
Yeah, so there's a couple differences, right? And again, you have only been in the hobby since Ohtani's been relevant,
That's
too.
That's fair. Yep.
But he's like, if Ohtani got hurt tomorrow, he's forgotten. He had a year and a half of greatness. Trout has had a decade of being the best player in the game.
He doesn't have the time in to have that kind of value.
Trout could never take another pitch and is a first ballot Hall of Famer, probably a top 10-ish talent of all time.
Okay.
Ohtani is not top 100 all time because he doesn't have, he's played less than, probably overall, like career-wise, everybody's played less than three full seasons.
So I kind of thought that was going to be your explanation and that makes sense. So the question being, do you think at that price level, that is necessarily a bad price. And to help you answer that question, if you'll look right here at this graph, you can see.
Card ladder graph? I'm looking at it, buddy.
You can see where his pricing is right now, about $225, where it has been over the last year. Given what you know about him and his performance, do you think that what his pricing is at for this card, am I getting in too low, too high?
Yeah, this seems like on the lower side of things. If you could get this card in the $200 to $225 range, it's a pretty decent buy. The other nice thing about this, I don't think you're going to see the pop continue to explode because most of these are graded at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it has shown huge upside, right? Like it was selling for $500-$600 not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's upside there. The other X factor with Ohtani is the team, obviously we're 10 games in, the team's 6-4.
Yep.
They're playing winning baseball to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and he's also the type of guy, he's going to strike out 15 guys one game this year and then hit back-to-back homers after that, and there's going to be a frenzy for a week.
Yes.
I like that aspect of Ohtani because I think there's, yeah, we don't talk about him a ton. I do think there's interesting short-term plays with him for that.
So, with all that being the case,
yep.
Now let's talk about grading.
Okay.
So, we know that PSA 10 is the equivalent of a BGS 9.5?
Correct. Both are gem
mid. SGC 9.5?
Nope, SGC 10.
Okay.
Yep.
So then, if that's the case, the BGS 10...
Well, that's not comparable, though.
I'm sorry, BGS 9.5, excuse
Thank
me.
Thank you.
Is $150.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, again, the 10...
$225. What's the SGC 10? Is it on here or no?
So I had to look that one up separately. So SGC 10 is going for $150.
Same as BGS.
So same as BGS. Yeah.
Which is about the norm, by the way. SGC is not awesome. Only caught up, it's in general past it. But
yeah, but so that's my question is, am I like crazy to get $150 SGC 10? Because I can go on eBay right now, best offer, $150.
Right.
To me, it seems like this is a no-brainer, and I'm kind of shocked that they're selling for this right now. But should I not be? Am I missing something obvious?
I mean, I think it's a safe play, but at the same time, to me, it's like, yeah, that could 10 to 20% jump if something good happens.
But looking at the last year, again, this is after the card market, you know, spike of March.
Yeah, but this is last year when he was doing things we'd never seen before. You're comparing to last summer. His performance last summer was something the game has literally never seen. So you can't compare anything to that. That's what I mean.
Well, my thinking is just that he's obviously also significantly come down from there. And to your point that all he needs to do is basically have like one moment where
week like that.
Yeah. Where sure. He just had.
So I think he's a good short term play. You just got to be ready to move it quick. If he has a week like that.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting like, oh, well, what if he has a year like this?
Yeah.
I'm moving him in the interim real quick.
Okay.
That's a good question. That's a solid question. I like that.
I was thinking I wanted to probably get some Ohtanis, and that's what I was looking at. I just wanted to see your thinking.
I'll tell you somebody else the audience needs to be on the lookout for. If you're holding them or if you were looking to buy, Acuna is starting his AAA rehab, looks like tomorrow. So at some point in the near future, he'll be back. I do want to talk baseball wax now, though.
Yes.
We've teased this for 35 minutes and 2 weeks.
Yes, so. 2 weeks prior to that. We're talking
where you want to start. 2022 baseball. Jesse has the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's just some things to look out for going forward. Obviously, right now, Topps Inception's the big one.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's calling me again.
Two in a row?
Don't love that.
Is it back to back?
No, he's called a couple times today.
Okay, but not back
to back. Dad listens to the show. So don't call during the show, Dad. We move our time all the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, here's kind of a breakdown of what is a general idea of what these products have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Which ones do I personally like, kind of what can you look for, et cetera. So let's hit this.
Well, we already had this on the release week. There is a Topps product coming out this week, the 2022 Topps Archive Signature Series.
Yep. So Topps Archive Signature, it's a one card buyback. So it's older cards that have been signed after they were pack released,
mm-hmm.
and they put them in a one touch and they sell them. I don't personally love it. Although the fact that it's cheap and it has big names available, I'm going to guess you can get boxes for in the $50 to $60 range.
$90 range.
Way too high. Yeah, see that?
I'm out when on you that. Say a one touch, what is that?
Just a magnetic holder that clicks together.
Okay.
It's fine, but there's way too many $2 to $4 autos in there for me to spend $90 chasing the Trout, the Griffey, whoever.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of buyback autos like that anyways. It used to be a very, very cheap product. I didn't hate it.
But I noticed they've got both a Archive Signature, and then they've got the Archive Signature Series Retired,
which is the same exact thing, but with retired players. I don't love that either, unless you can get them cheap.
They're saying they cost the same in this case. Yeah,
and I think when those come out, they'll actually be cheaper than they are today.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so that's the most recent box. When does
that
come?
That comes out Wednesday, by the way.
Yes, the 20th.
Yep.
There's another one on here, Topps Big League Baseball Hobby and Collector.
I don't even know what Big League is. No clue. Okay,
because it's only $40. It's got, I think it's one of those cheap ones. Yep. It says Hobby Bucks on here, but it's 18 packs per box.
This is like the kid cards. Stuff, collector stuff, card okay. set stuff. Yeah. Nope. Next. All
right. So don't care about that one. Next in the line is, as of Friday, you've got Panini Prism Collegiate Draft Picks Baseball.
Okay, this is an interesting one. Now, Panini stuff, by the way, anything Panini and baseball is non-licensed, mm-hmm. so you will not have team logos. The interesting thing about this product is literally just predicated on the previous draft. Well, 2021 draft is doing huge money because of the draft class. Almost all, if not all of those guys have signed in here. You get a bunch of autos a box. What kind of price is that? Like 175?
No, 125.
Yeah, that's not bad because some of that stuff, you get the snakeskin inserts, autos, you get like the greens number to five, the one-on-one vinyls. It's not a bad product if you're okay with collegiate uniform, non-licensed stuff, but if you're chasing guys from the prior draft. So again, you would be chasing 2021 draft guys in that.
Gotcha. Okay. This one
that's
does
cheap
have-
though, by the way. If they're 125 retail too, you can usually get those cheaper from people like in general. So
what is the name of this card series right here where it's got the multicolor like paint explosion?
That's the color blast.
The color blast.
Yes, yeah, so you can get the collegiate like color blast. Those will sell pretty good.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So that's your next product. Again, okay. That's this Friday.
Yeah, for 120, like that's cheap.
Let's see. Next up, you don't care about Leaf, you said.
No Leaf, yep.
Onyx Vintage.
Nope.
Okay. So Panini Donruss Baseball, 2022.
Yeah, very, very cheap. I'm not a fan of Donruss Baseball. Other stuff I like. Donruss Baseball, not so much. Although okay. They do have some audit, like the Whammy. They have some other inserts that are okay. Mm-hmm. The one thing it has going for it is very, very inexpensive. And it has big name autos on the checklist. But again, non-licensed. But it's good that it's in the wheelhouse of people who can only spend a few bucks. So that, for that, I like it.
So what do you think is cheap, though? 125? Because that's what it is.
Yeah, and again, that's one you'll see breakers and other guys have it way less than that. $100, $90.
Okay.
You'll be able to get that one at a pretty good price.
So if guys care, that comes out a week from Friday.
Okay.
Next product up is going to be, let's see, Lotto Leaf, and then 2022 Bowman Baseball, Hobby and Jumbo.
So we're not going to talk about Bowman Chrome, Bowman Draft. Those are the three all prospect.
Got it.
We need to do a separate show on those three.
Got
but
it.
But for now, let's hold off. Yep. I'm not prepared. You got to research that. I haven't done it yet.
Another Panini Donruss Diamond Kings baseball.
Yeah, Diamond Kings, again, cheap, but it has like the parallels, some cool autos, some cool patch cards. What's the price on that? $100?
So that comes out on May 11th, and a box is $100. Yep.
Yeah, and you'll get those even cheaper. Again, that one is a lot cooler looking than Donruss.
Okay.
And even cheaper. So I don't hate that for the price.
Next up, you've got the Topps Tribute Baseball.
Yeah, so Tribute's a little more expensive. Was it $300-$400 a box?
So that one again comes out May 11th.
Yep.
And that is $450 a box.
Yeah, all acetate, three autos, three patch cards. Is it still the breakdown?
Let's see. It has three autos, three relic cards.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The tough thing with that price point is to me, that's a break product only. Awesome looking cards. You'll have some awesome dual cards. The booklets in there are unbelievable, like crazy jumbo patch autos.
Mm-hmm.
I would never rip a box personally, but I would buy into breaks of the guys I like.
Okay.
But it is an awesome car. Acetate autos, you know, game used jumbo patch. Very nice product. But for the value and for the low end hits you're going to get, mm-hmm. it's not worth the money to rip personally.
Next up would be TriStar Autograph Baseball.
Yeah, it's a knockoff.
Panini Select Baseball.
Yeah, again, so everybody's familiar with Select. With baseball, I don't like it because it's non-licensed, so eh.
Okay.
Kind of buy at your own risk.
Anybody who cares, it comes out May 18th for about $200 on Blowout right now.
Okay.
After that, we've got Topps Sterling Baseball.
Topps Sterling is crazy expensive. What is it, like $1,200 a box?
No.
$1,000 a box?
$950.
Two cards only, though. You get two mini boxes with one card each.
Mm-hmm.
You know, crazy nice stuff. You can hit unbelievable cut autos, dual autos. If you are looking to buy high-end singles after the fact, that is one of the nicest products of the year. Like Sterling is awesome. Super vet heavy. You got rookies as well. They're themed boxes too. So you'll open up the master box mm-hmm. and it'll be like 1990s All-Stars and rookies, you know, on the other box. And you'll get one card of each.
It seems like you could get burned pretty hard though.
You can. Oh, for sure you can. But that's a high roller product.
Yeah.
The cool thing about that is you can buy into like single box breaks at $1,000, not that expensive. $35 a spot for a random team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a Trout Griffey dual auto, $7,500 out of there. Hank Aaron. It's a crazy nice product.
Nice. Okay. Let's see. Next up, 2022 Topps Gypsy Queen.
Yeah, so Gypsy Queen's like a set. I'm saying the yeah after everyone, by the way. Thanks to you and Ted Speaker. Jerks.
I don't even notice it.
You're looking for your SPs. Where it gets interesting too, and I should have mentioned this with all of this product, where it gets interesting with a lot of this stuff is the checklist. Wander is a rookie. I think is going to be a rookie in almost everything we see this year. That's massive. Brujan for the Rays is going to be a good rookie. O'Neill Cruz for the Pirates, a good rookie. Jaron Duran for the Sox is a good rookie. Kalenic is going to be a rookie in some of these as well, even if his cards don't say rookie and everything. He didn't have a lot until the second half of last year. So, but the Wander factor is going to be massive. Is he a rookie in all of this stuff, which I think he's going to be in at least some of it. He had patch autos and Inception that sold crazy high. So that's also a big factor, his checklist in these things.
Okay. That one is going to be $140 on May 20th.
Yeah. So Gypsy scheduled. Queen, you're looking for like the SPs, the photo variations, really cool set though.
Okay. Next up, we don't have official dates, but sometime in May you've got, Topps Chrome. That's not Bowman. So
yep, Topps Chrome. So Topps Chrome will be all the rookies, not prospects.
So Topps Chrome Platinum Anniversary Hobby, and then Baseball Light as well.
Yeah, so all variations of basically the same product. But Topps Chrome, again, you're going to have the Wander Topps Chrome card. Huge.
Yep.
The other guys as well. Yeah, Topps Chrome is going to be big. Does it have a price on there or nothing yet?
$225 as of right now. The light is $155.
That's actually cheaper than I thought it was going to be. $225. That's not a bad price, actually. Interesting. Okay.
I've noticed that a couple of times where, because almost always lately, prices are more than what we're expecting.
Right.
So I'm surprised, happy to hear that it's less than.
Well, especially if Wander's a rookie and all that stuff. Like, that's the type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, it could be huge in a couple of years.
2022 Topps Definitive Baseball.
Oh, Definitive is beautiful. 10 cards, on-card autos. What's that going for, a box? That's got to be crazy expensive. 1,700?
What do you think it should be going for? 2,000.
Okay, that was close. Yeah, Definitive's awesome. Again, single box breaks, PYTs, beautiful cards, dual, triple autos.
Eight cards in this one, at least.
Oh, eight cards. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. It's an awesome product. Like, Definitive and Sterling are the two monster tops single. Yeah, very, very nice.
Six auto or autograph relics and then two relic cards.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Again, they're saying 525, May 25th. So yep. We'll see. Let's see.
This is going to be a two-parter.
Okay. Next on the list is Top Series 2 Baseball 2022.
Yeah, it's your flagship stuff. So you got to wait and see who the rookies are. You're chasing base rookies.
Okay. $130 as of now, but
yeah,
that
could explode if you have prospects that come up and are going to be in it, or it could be total dog crap if there's no rookies to chase.
Okay. Let's see. Topps Museum Collection.
Beautiful product.
Okay.
Beautiful.
You're a buyer on Topps?
I love museums. It's got the gold frame, silver framed autos. Again, it's almost like a tribute. It's very expensive. You can hit really, really nice stuff. That's why breaking became so popular too. A lot of the stuff I would never just buy boxes of because the chance of hitting are rough. Mm-hmm. But for a fraction of the price, I can just buy the teams I want and chase them.
But again, pricing is probably going to change between now and then, you think?
So pricing on this, what, $350 a box?
Exactly. Did you know that? You looked like you were looking into your mind for the answer.
Well, I'm familiar with some of this stuff. That's where it gets weird, though. What are the rookies doing by the time that comes out? Yeah. We know Wander's a beast. Have two or three other guys popped as well? Because then all of a sudden you've got some serious chases and that product could go way up. That's an awesome product, though.
I got a picture of the Wander card or one of the Wander cards in that product. It looks cool.
Put it up on the screen. I want to see this.
Don't tell me what to do.
Can you please put it up on the screen, Jesse Rhodes, Sportsboy Gibson?
That's so nice.
Oh, yeah, so there's your base auto. So I would expect if that's the case, he's going to have autos and everything. He'll have the framed auto. He'll have, who else you got in there? What's the other one? Yeah, Jeter. Yeah, they put everybody in museum, which Mookie is awesome.
Betts and Machado. Is that Manny Machado? Is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so there's your museum. Next up on the list would be Pristine Baseball. Everyone heard your monster can be.
Pristine's back this year. I don't know much about it. Can you bring it up on the screen?
I can do that.
Yes. I remember Topps Pristine when I was a kid.
$450 a box. I can tell you that first off. Let's see.
It used to have a graded card with it.
Doesn't really show much as far as
two on-card autos, one autograph relic per box, 10 base card refractors, 5 inserts, and then basically 3 hits. So 2 on-card autos, 1 autograph relic. Interesting. Does it have a picture of the card?
No. Well, I mean, it's got, I guess, this one card.
Oh, it looks like old school Topps Pristine where it's encased.
Wander in it.
Yeah, again, the numbered Wander stuff encased. that's a little steep on the price to me for a first-year product like that. But we'll see what it does when it releases. You're talking mid-June, so.
That's interesting, though. The note
that's
on
cool
here
it's
says,
back, by the way.
Making its long-awaited return to stores in February of 2022.
Little bit off on that. It was. That was an awesome product when I was younger.
Okay.
Interesting.
Let's see. June also brings us 2022 Topps Tier 1 baseball.
Tier 1's okay. What's the price? $250 a box?
$225.
Okay. A lot of sticker autographs, a lot of just kind of plain relics. It's an okay product.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot cheaper than a lot of the other stuff we just talked about. Again, it's kind of one I'm not ripping personals of, though. There's way too many super, super low-end hits for me to chase.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, let's finish out like the month of July. Is there a ton left in between now and then?
There's a number. We probably were going to skip mailbag if we do that.
Let's just finish June, though.
All right.
We'll pick up after that.
After top tier one, you've got Topps Complete Baseball Factory set.
Oh, just sets. Yep.
Okay. That's $70 if anyone cares as of right now. Let's see. 2022, Topps Stadium Club Baseball.
I like Stadium Club, and then they'll release Stadium Club Chrome as well. $125 a box.
They're going at $180 right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. A little bit more than I was thinking. Stadium Club's awesome. You've got good photo variations, different sets. Obviously, you're chasing rookies, but they have a lot of big vet autos in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a terror. The other thing is you can grade your way out of that still. Like Stadium Club rookies, you can grade out quick and early. So I mean, under $200, that's not a bad one. Two autos a box.
How does this work right now where I can go on, like I'm on Blowout. Man, I wish Blowout would pay us. We talk about them so much. I can.
Why don't
buy
we start talking about somebody else until one of them decides to pay us?
I'm fair follow with your that. Lead. $180 add to cart. It has a feature where I can go ahead and buy it. Right now
you can lock up a presale.
So yep. Okay, so I could actually go.
I think
ahead
you only have to buy
this now.
You have to put like 10% down or something.
Gotcha. So if you're thinking these guys are going to blow up, you can actually still go out and get it right now. All right. Let's see. After that one. What do? We did Stadium Club. Then you've got 2022 Topps Archive Signature Series retired
yeah, we
player.
Talked about that at the beginning. Yep.
Okay. Then
what do we have for a date? Are we in July?
Actually, that was our first one going into July. So yeah.
Let's pick up at July then.
Okay.
Yeah. Point being with a lot of this baseball coming up, the nice thing with Topps is almost all of these things, again, aside from Bowman Chrome, Bowman Draft, which we will do a separate episode on. We need to get a draft guy on here. Like a prospect guy, because there is a lot of, like Chris said, that is how a lot of us came in and made our money. Rookie class has a lot to do with it. What are these kids doing? What are the big rookies? We know what Wander is, but is there anybody behind him? Yeah. Or are there five other guys who've come out of nowhere? That will dictate a lot of this pricing. And then it's important just to look at checklist guys. You assume like, oh, I'm chasing the Mariners because Griffey has autos. And then some of these products, he doesn't. So you just have to be careful with the checklist, I would say. Something important. And then just, again, even if you like a product, does that mean you have to buy boxes? Some of them are good to just stash away. Some of them are good to rip. Other times, chase the singles. Or just decide to, again, that's why breaks have become so popular. You can get them for a fraction and only pay for what you're actually chasing. So cool. There you go. I want to hear some news. Want news.
News time is going to bring it. Oh, yeah. I didn't even do the thing. A straight facts homie.
You switched up real quick there.
Tom Brokaw.
Okay.
I talked to you about this, but we haven't talked about it on the show. The sale of Brady's not quite last football.
Right.
Voided. Has been voided.
Yep.
Granted, I thought at first it was like, oh, that's nice. They finally, the auction house did it. Apparently the buyer did get a lawyer involved. And it did come down to actually the wording in the purchase. It said at the time it was an honest description. It basically had said described as his last one. But if they had put in as of now, they would have been covered. They wouldn't really have any recourse. But because they didn't and just said last one, then it was wrong.
So literally just because of grading wording verbiage.
Yeah, and and what was really icing on the cake is when this auction ended. It was less than 24 hours later when Brady had come out and said, yeah, I'm back. So there you go. Anybody who's curious what happened to that guy, the buyer did get taken care of.
Interesting. I had one piece of news, too, from a hobby standpoint.
Oh, okay.
It looks like, HGA, Tyler, who owned and started that thing, announced last week he sold out. And I believe now the next announcement is they're kind of closed. They are they are holding off on grading right now.
They sold to a grading company, didn't they? Or
no, they sold to, so I'm not super prepared for this like I should be. Basically, they sold to one of their investors, Armstrong, maybe?
That name sounds really familiar. Couldn't
throw that into your little Google box. But then right after within a week after the sale, or him selling out or being bought out, whatever it was, looked like they basically like, hey, we're holding off on grading as of right now and retooling, revamping, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. I think we're going to see more of these grading companies kind of go belly up like that.
Well, I mean, if it doesn't sound like they went belly up if he was able to sell it. I don't know. I assume he made money. I don't know if anybody else did, but
I don't know if he did. I'm not sure. Yeah. I heard some mixed reviews on that, but
what did you hear? What are you not saying?
Yeah. I had kind of a private conversation, so I don't want to be non-private about that. But yeah. But again, if you're in the HGA space, I would just say, you know, wait and see. I don't know. I wouldn't be sending cards there.
I don't care for these private conversations you're not sharing on the air.
That's a danger with a lot of these grading companies, though. Like, they pop up and it's fun and it's cool and whatever. But like, in 5 years, if these companies aren't around,
how many of these, what
are your cards worth then?
I wonder how many card companies or grading companies have started over the last year.
Way too many.
Yeah. It is kind of crazy how many of you guys have reached out to us like, hey, can you just talk about our
thing? I know. By the way, we do have a new deal with SGC. So we're going to get 20 free 5-day grades.
Oh yeah.
10 to 20 a month. We need to do a big giveaway with that too. We'll figure out how to, we should do that like next week or something.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. It starts in April. I'm not giving April. I'm using myself. I can tell you that. We're using that for straight facts home, or for our capital nonsense. We got a box of 1990 Marvel in that we're going to rip tomorrow and put out on YouTube. We're going to grade a ton of that stuff. That's like the only way to do it with that.
I cannot tell you that. That is the most
I'm excited
I've been. Other than the Pop Century stuff, this is actually very
exciting. We paid $650 for the box, not $600. I did note that wrong. We'll rip it tomorrow. We'll figure out what we want to grade. And then when stuff comes back, we'll sell it. But I'm actually pretty pumped about that. But going forward, that will be one of the big giveaways for listeners. We'll do free 5-day grading starting in May for 20 people.
Yeah.
Probably like one card per person. Like if you win a contest or something.
That is really cool. So a couple other newsworthy events going on. PSA put out their March numbers as far as what's been being graded, what's being sent in. Interesting enough, two hockey guys getting added to that list.
Gretzky?
No. Two players I have never heard of, and I kind of question if you have.
Connor McDavid.
One is a current player, so I'm guessing you don't know this one. 2020, and this is the second most sent in card in March. So 2020 Upper Deck, Kirill Kaprizov?
Yeah,
KK.
Only two.
Oh, God, I have so many things I'm not going to say. Number 10 on that list is also a hockey guy. Mario Lemieux.
Sure.
1985.
Super Mario. Yep.
Okay, so you know neither of these?
No, Mario. You did. Yep, Super Mario. He played with Gretzky. He played at the same time as Gretzky.
I just find that really interesting considering how hockey is still like very low down on the list of overall cards being sent in. Like there's baseball, basketball, football. This is the order of most cards being sent in. And then like seventh is hockey. So, I don't know what has set that those specific cards off. But guys, if you're interested and you got some, they may be going up in value shortly.
Cool.
Then there's a couple other things. The overall sentiment of grading in America, collecting in America.
What is this from?
This is an article from Sports Collectors Daily.
Okay.
It's just about grading people, Americans' opinion on, not grading, I keep saying that, collecting in America. And I found it interesting. Millennials.
Are we millennials?
We are millennials. We are not Gen Z, thank goodness. But 18% of millennials collect trading cards of some kind. I thought that was pretty interesting.
That's way higher than I would have thought.
Well, I mean,
One in five people?
Oh, I agree. Well, and not all people. Again, just millennials. So people
still, in our one in age five? Range.
That's what I thought was really interesting. I mean.
I'd like to know these numbers.
It was taken on a poll based on 1,500 people that they.
It was
they
taken polled, at the so. National.
It was right outside of a card shop.
Yep.
That being the case, there are still, even Americans in total, they said that 12%. are into trading cards. They collect trading cards of some kind.
Also way higher than I would have thought.
Agreed. But just something to take note of. I don't think they're lying to us, but
I just like the sound effect. That's when you think someone's lying. You read it and you're like, Jesse does the old, it's 12% of, I like you, Mike.
When you're questioning what I'm telling, it makes me very nervous about whether I'm displaying facts to our audience. However, sure. I'm giving the best that other news outlets have also provided. So that's as good as I can do. Lastly, this happened. This happened a couple of weeks ago.
We're friends now. We're getting along.
PSA parent company. They're opening a vault. Yes.
Yep.
But they also are now being valued. Do you remember what they got?
Just talk.
Do you? I am talking. If you don't bring
900 million.
Mike just got his laptop shut on him because if you do not stop pointing out all of my little foibles, I'm never going to be able to say anything. Oh, God. All right. When Nat Turner bought out Card Collector Universe, do you remember how much he paid for it? Well, it was less than $1 billion.
He bought PSA, right? Or he bought
Collector's Universe.
Yeah, it was 900 million, right? Somewhere in that range.
A little less, 853.
Okay.
It is now being valued
at $4 billion.
$4.3 billion.
You ever wonder what these valuations are made on? Like just made up? Some of these are. I'm not saying that is, but.
I don't know, but I do know, obviously, we can say that they've been bringing in talent. They brought in Card Ladder. They brought in Golden. You know, they've made acquisitions since then.
Sure.
But it is kind of crazy, like, that this company is growing so much. And the fact that the hobby in general is growing so much. So
good signs.
Yeah, I think that was also a newsworthy event just in the sense that if they're growing like that, we already know that Fanatics is growing to outstanding amounts of, I think, what did we say the last time? It was almost 30 billion or something like that.
I thought I'd heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways,
a lot of money.
It's a lot of really good news for the card hobby just in general. So there you go.
I like it. Good news segment. Very solid. You did a great job.
You have a comment that you would like to make,
though. I think you did a great job. That's all I have to say. You don't
have any comments?
Okay. Nope. Excellent. I got scalded when I made my last comment. So I'm not commenting now. I'm taking the high road.
How is that the high road? By saying mean things and then just stop talking?
It was kind of funny.
That's not the high road.
It's funny. You can laugh. It's okay. Lighten up.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You're doing a great job. So good. We've been going for a while, and unfortunately, I don't know how much time we have for mailbag, but do you want to throw in a few?
How long have we gone?
Including the little break when Chris came through, we probably have gone a little over an hour five.
Oh, well, let's go. We get 10 minutes. Let's go. Let's bang out some mailbag.
Let's see.
Give the people what they want.
James Robles from the Facebook, not a question. Oh, okay, never mind. When it starts out, not a question. You know what? I'm still going to read it. But can I give a shout out to my fifth graders, Woodridge Elementary from San Antonio, Texas? We have a sports card club where we meet once a week during lunchtime to open packs. Many members are into this group, have helped us by sending base cards. We listen to the podcast in our meetings. Thanks, Mike and Jesse.
They listen to the podcast.
You know what? We got to get these. Great about that. You couldn't listen to many podcasts that talk about cards or anything like that because there's going to be a lot of inappropriate words being used, not family friendly language.
Okay.
I just appreciate that we can be listened to in a elementary school.
Dude, fifth grade was brutal for me. I hated my teacher. These guys are ripping packs and listening to podcasts. You know what? What's that guy's name?
James Robles.
He's the teacher.
It sounds like it.
Tell James I want to do an Instagram live and rip them a free box. Tell him to reach out to us. We'll do one. And when this club is live, I want in. I was a loser in school. I didn't have any friends. I want to be part of the school so I can be friends.
Woodridge Elementary from San Antonio, Texas. Shout out to you guys. Thanks so much for listening. That's awesome.
Reach out to me, James.
John Laveza.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that USFL players cards will see heavy action in the spring?
I don't think so. People are talking about this. I'd be surprised. I mean, maybe, but yeah, I'm not buying it yet.
Joel Brand, who would you buy more of right now? Tatum or Edwards?
Those are my two guys. Those are the two guys. So I would go Tatum because I actually have swayed. I think the Celtics are going to win the series, and I don't think the Timberwolves are. So I'm in on Tatum for that reason. And Tatum's much more proven despite having pricing that's almost similar, which is weird.
Mike Quarterone. Oh, yeah. Okay. You got it.
Sure.
Are non-rookie QB autos worth holding? For example, second year Burrow.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, second year and quarterbacks in general. Yes. Of course.
Hey, you know what we never did talk about is, do you think one of the reasons Ohtani is lower too, besides the reasons you talked about, is the fact that he's a pitcher?
No, because he's more known to being a hitter. He won MVP as a hitter.
Okay.
So, yep.
Cole Benz, would you rather have a first Bowman Chrome PSA 9 or a first Bowman paper PSA 10 when flipping or investing?
I think 10s are easier to move. So just in general, there's like the stigma or anything non-10. And you're seeing, especially with prospect stuff, the multiplier from a 9 to a 10 is insane. So give me the 10.
Okay. Brian Bulaga Falsmith.
Nailed it.
Why is Brady dropping hard? Is this normal for offseason? His Bowman paper is in downtrend for months. That is actually really true. I just got an alert on my collectible app because I have, I'm invested in a 2-card lot for a couple of his cards, and it's down like 10 or 20%.
Oh, yeah. So his Bowman Chrome is down to 13.5. Those were trending at 20. I mean, here's one thing that's tough. People are looking at this thing in kind of a vacuum because like his metal PSA 10 is up for me right now. His Bowman Chrome still 7,500 as it was for a 9.5. So some are up, some are down. Here's the thing to remember though with Brady. Like my Upper Deck 9.5, I'm looking at in my card ladder collection, is still 2,500. That's about where it's been. Some of the stuff though jumped so heavy because he was in the midst of a Super Bowl run. Then when that ended, he retired. Two huge movements for his cards to go up. So they've come back down to earth. I don't know. Like, I think that's pretty normal. Those things have been undone. He got eliminated from the Super Bowl and he came back to play. Like, let's talk in a while. Does he go on a Super Bowl run next year? Does he start off 5-0 with a great stat, you know, great stat line? It's a safe investment, but also Brady's not the guy to buy it and mess around with him for short-term plays.
I also wonder though, if guys are dropping in pricing because they think it's going to drop because their assumption is, oh, he jumped up when he said he was going to retire. Now that he's unretiring, it's time for that value to come back down.
Some of that, yeah.
Absolutely. Rick Tiffenbach, do you foresee secondary baseball products like Gypsy Queen and A&G seeing price bumps due to Wander Mania?
Yeah, I think we just, I mean, the fact that Gypsy's, I thought you said it was like 180 or something. Maybe it was 150. Yeah, one rookie like Wander is enough to keep those higher than they traditionally and annually would be. Absolutely.
Ian Babcock, what two or three things in the hobby is Jesse most cynical about?
Me.
Mike.
Yep. Answer that for you.
No, I'm not angry at you.
What are you most cynical about? I actually want to hear this.
I'm most cynical about kind of what we talked about on the last show is modern guys selling for multiples of what these veterans do who have kind of proven themselves. I feel like a lot of guys are going to end up getting burned who pay like multi-million dollars for a Luka now and then in a few years. Like, even if he's still good, I think that if he's just as good as another veteran that you could compare to, I don't necessarily think he's going to go down to that player's pricing as of this point, but I do think they're all going to come down as they become less and less relevant. So that's probably the most cynical thing. I don't know other things that I'm cynical about. I don't want to get into it. I like to stay pretty positive if I can help
Stay positive, Jesse.
But that is the one thing I would say. Jeff Ng, what are the pros and cons of using an auction house to sell a card versus an eBay consignment service? Here's one thing I'm going to say, because we have neglected to say this multiple times, is when it comes to Zero Cool specifically, and other future products that might have this factored in, the reason why a lot of guys want to sell on a platform like Golden or something like that is that you can use cryptocurrency, and a lot of the guys who are into any of the Zero Cool VFriend stuff, they are also into cryptocurrency. So eBay does not accept that as a payment form. So that would be one reason why you want to throw it over on one of those platforms. Mike, do you have any other thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, for big items, I just think you're going to get bigger dollars out of the auction houses. They promote them. They do stuff like they do with us on our other socials. So I think in that respect, it's more value. But on the smaller stuff, I think you get more eyes on eBay still, obviously. So kind of pros and cons to both.
The next question is kind of like it's upsetting me. And I'm also just trying to get to the bottom of it real quick, if it's possible.
Ooh, what is it?
A guy named J.D. Pearson.
Mm-hmm.
He said, just watched Seinfeld for the first time ever last night. When does it get funny?
I would like nothing more than for JD to never listen to our show.
Is this a Gen Z-er?
I feel like we've talked to JD before, though.
I don't think
JD,
he is a Gen
leave
Z-er.
The Facebook group and get out.
Look maybe at it's his a joke. Picture.
Maybe he's being funny.
He doesn't look like a Gen Z-er. He looks like he could be like upper 20s, maybe early 30s even.
I'd like to throw him off that cliff. Maybe he's just kidding, though.
He's a Dallas guy. He did give a winky face emoji, so maybe.
Maybe he's trying to trigger us.
God, JD, if that was your goal, congratulations. You succeeded. All right.
Come on. Let's go. Come on. We have a good rhythm going because you're just reading and we're answering quick, which I like. Let's just keep moving.
Jeremy Davis, have you gotten into the Wonder? No, we already talked about Wonder. I'm not answering that or questioning that one. Joe Leggy. Mm-hmm. Thoughts on Topps Now rookie cards. Several baseball players like Bobby Witt Jr., Jeremy Pena, Julio Rodriguez, and Hunter Green have their first RC cards on Topps Now cards.
There's so many, though, and a lot of them are like printed to order type thing. I don't mind them, and I don't know the market too well. I would say if the market is fairly settled on them, it's okay. But I know when they first started messing around with those, some of those things came out and they were super high. I think those were dangerous peaks to buy in at. So depending on the buy-in price, I don't mind them long-term.
John Boren, with cheaper grading on the horizon with PSA almost through the backlog, does it make sense to start setting aside lower value cards for established, less volatile players?
I mean, set them aside. Just send them to SGC right now. It's already cheap, $23. Done. That's what I sub to SGC every week for that reason.
And soon enough, you may have your chance to send a five day
submission for free. Those are $50 a whack, by the way. We're going to give those away free.
Matthew Bogle, no question. Just wanted to say I downloaded the app, tuned in before the sirens went off on mic, and along with the podcast, I love it. Headed in the right direction. Excited to see where the app goes.
Oh, so I would say today, so Mama Breaks is, we launched the giveaway page for her today to get her listeners signed up. I think she's going to make her debut Thursday or Friday this week.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. We'll do something live on Instagram tomorrow or Wednesday to kind of help promote that as well.
Last question.
I'm donating a free Wander Franco full-size autograph jersey.
Signed by Wander.
And by me.
And by you? Okay, good.
You want to sign it?
Triple auto. Geo.
Yep.
I'm slowly building a slabbed non-sticker auto collection. Could you please give a rundown on signature, base insert, best position color, best wishes, player number, Hall of Fame, etc.?
I don't even know what that means. What?
I don't know either, but I can tell you, what? Alex, I'm just now realizing, is one of our many UK members. He spelled color with a U.
Give me the question again.
How dare you? Here, I'm going to let you look at it because there's a lot of different...
I'm slowly building a slabbed non-sticker auto collection. So on card autos, could you give a rundown on signature, base, insert, best position, color? I don't know what that means.
What's best wishes? Also, Alex, you can't say please read in an accent at the very end. Say it at the beginning because I didn't know.
Also, you can't have a question that only makes sense in English.
I'm slowly building.
What does this mean? What does this mean? Translate that to American. What does it mean?
If I read it in the British accent, and then we'll understand.
He called us lads.
Please give me a rundown on the signature, base, insert, best position, color, best wishes, player number, Hall of Fame.
It was better.
It was better.
I don't know what he means.
The best wishes is in quotation give marks, too. Rundown. So just run it down. Why aren't you doing it?
It's like that Office episode with Jim. Charles Meyer's like, you got that rundown?
You got that rundown ready.
It might not be what you're used to. You know, you may not be ready for it. I'm sorry, Alex. I don't know what that means.
This is the second time Alex has asked a question where we're just like, I don't know what we're looking for. And I feel like it's partially on us.
I'm sure it is, but I'm just like, you have an autograph collection.
Maybe he's just meaning like, no, I thought I had something in there. It's not it. Give a rundown on signature. Maybe when they write best wishes on there they write their player number.
End the show, please. I'm going to kill my...
That's a fair question. Maybe that's what he means. Like, is it when someone puts their player number next to their signature or puts like best wishes, does that help or hurt a signature?
Best wishes doesn't help, but like if they put their, you know, number or World Series champ or an inscription like that, a generic inscription, yes. Mm-hmm.
The color of the pin?
No, I don't know why that would matter. I mean, unless it's like something stupid, it looks dumb.
What's the best positioning of it, of the signature?
Yeah, it depends on, depends on the card. How is the card designed? Is it signed on top? Is it signed horizontally? Vertically? I have no idea. That's what I mean. I don't know. There's a lot of things I don't understand there. If they inscribe Hall of Fame, yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, I think that is basically what he was
saying. You know what, Alex? I
helped Alex.
No, Alex, I forgive you. We're done. This is, yeah, we're done. I don't want to talk anymore. That is your show. What's the name of it? Sports Cards Nonsense. There it is. Brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network. Like I said, be on the lookout on our socials starting tomorrow. So that would be Tuesday, April 19th. What's today?
Today is the 18th.
So tomorrow's the 19th. We'll have some detail posted up as long as they are actually for sale on tickets to the Boston Fenway Park show. Courtesy of Big Night Sports. We'll do that next week.
Also, shout out to Wyatt and Chase. I went to an event yesterday and
was Chase people, there too?
Yeah.
I thought he moved. Chase got married. I thought he left home.
A couple people came up to me afterward. At this event, I'm known as Jesse Gibson.
At a urinal? And, is that what this happened?
And at this event, I was also known as Sports Boy. So that Major was a day. Weird world colliding moment.
There you go.
Thank you all.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Let's go home.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease. And the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.